Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast, which is a review of the key issues arising at the Legal Tech 2016 conference, which was held recently in New York. With me today, I have Mathieu Gourges, who is CEO of DigiTrust and who attended the event. And the first question I've got for you today, Mathieu, is Legal Tech 2016 took place a couple of weeks ago. What topics affecting data storage and compliance were covered there? Over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, this year's edition of Legal Tech in 2016 was dominated by three major topics. The first one was the idea of employee email being monitored primarily in Europe, and how employee email could essentially become an additional evidence in disciplinary cases, and how people could access that information. And obviously there's an issue with storage and with compliance on that front. The second topic was the new EU regulation that came out, and that included the impact of the General Data Protection Regulation that's coming out of the EU, that's replacing the European Data Protection Directive. And then the replacement for the EU safe harbor with the unveiling of the new EU-US privacy shield, which actually was announced coincidentally during Legal Tech. And then finally, there was the launch of the digital paper, which is a new way of looking at taking notes, with some major innovation coming out of Sony and which was unveiled at Legal Tech. And again, that has some implication as to how we're going to work moving forward in terms of how we store information, how we collect information, and how we make sure that we comply with any type of PII regulation on both sides of the Atlantic.
Thanks, Mathieu, for that summary of the key issues at Legal Tech 2016. The next question I've got is, how should organizations prepare themselves to deal with the new regulations affecting data storage and compliance? Over to you again.
So the first thing to realize is that the main changes around EU data protection with the new General Data Protection Regulation, known as GDPR, and then the unveiling of the US-EU Privacy Shield, which is an agreement to replace the safe harbor regulating the framework for transatlantic data transfer, we shouldn't see that as two separate things. I believe that every organization should have a data classification policy, a data transfer strategy, and a data protection strategy that covers both regulations. If you take them in silo, you risk multiplying the work and doubling up on work, but you also miss you also risk being outside of the regulation. So the exact language for the EU-US data privacy shield hasn't still been released formally, but essentially what it means is that organizations will need to be able to demonstrate how they protect data pertaining to EU citizens. And so the first thing to do is to be able to identify where the data is coming from, does it pertain to EU citizens or not, and is it being transferred. And then again, if you look at the generic data protection GDPR, you're asked to take appropriate security measures to protect the data and to do a data impact assessment in case the data you are custodian of could pose a risk to the citizens that own the data. So once again, we go back to the basic concept of data classification, storing the data with the appropriate level of security, whether it's encryption, two-factor authentication, logging, or whatever technology can be applied, and then looking at how we can actually get access to the data at the right time in case there's an audit being requested, either by EU authorities, the FTC of the new, or indeed the new ombudsman that's being created in the US to allow EU citizens to have a point of contact in case they have any queries about the data that has been transferred. And so this is going to be very important in the legal industry, but not just the legal industry, financial services and healthcare. Anybody that is likely to transfer data across the Atlantic needs to be aware of that and should start by a review of their data classification, a review of data storage and the security around it, and then essentially engage with legal counsels around whether they are in compliance with the new framework or not. So this is going to take time. That said, it's something that we would urge organizations to get started with as soon as they can, because the regulations are here now, and it's no longer a case of being able to say we are waiting for guidance. Guidance is going to come out very quickly from the working group, from the Article 29 Working Party. But in the meantime, there's loads of very good information that's available in the public domain. So companies should get started on reviewing their policies and the technology that allows them to implement that policy for storing the data.
Thanks very much, Mathieu, for that excellent summary of the issues arising from the key areas covered at LegalTech this year. This was a ComputerWeekly.com podcast. Thanks very much.